Report: Ohio State Doctor Abused 177, Officials Were Aware. By AP on May 17, 2019. Columbus, Ohio, AP, a now dead Ohio State team doctor sexually abused at least 177 male students over nearly two decades. And university officials knew what he was doing and did little to stop him, according to an investigative report released by the school Friday. Dr. Richard Strauss groped, ogled or otherwise took advantage of young men from 1979 to 1997, nearly his entire time at Ohio State, while treating athletes from at least 16 sports and working at the Student Health Center in his off-campus clinic, investigators from a law firm hired by the university found. The report on Strauss, who took his life in 2005, could cost Ohio State heavily by bolstering the lawsuits brought against it by a multitude of victims. The findings put Strauss in a league with gymnastics Dr. Larry Nassar of Michigan State University, who was accused of molesting at least 250 women and girls and is serving what amounts to a life sentence. Michigan State ultimately agreed to a $500 million settlement with his victims. In issuing the report, Ohio State President Michael Drake offered profound regret and sincere apologies to each person who endured Strauss' abuse. He called it a fundamental failure of the institution and thanked victims for their courage. Many of Strauss' accusers who have spoken publicly said they were touched inappropriately during physical exams or leered at in the locker rooms. Many told investigators that they thought his behavior was an open secret and that they believed their coaches, trainers and other team doctors knew about it. The students described the examinations as being hazed or going through a rite of passage. Athletes joked about Strauss' behavior, referring to him with nicknames like Dr. Jellypaws. The investigation found Strauss' abuse took a variety of forms. Those included forcing student patients to strip naked to purportedly assess their conditions, fondling their genitals to the point of erection or ejaculation, and luring them into intimate situations by setting up bogus medical studies. The report concluded that Ohio State personnel knew of complaints and concerns about Strauss' conduct as early as 1979 but failed for years to investigate or take meaningful action. At least 50 members of the athletic department staff corroborated victims' accounts of Strauss' abuse, the report said. But students' allegations never left the department or the health center until 1996. At that point, Strauss was investigated and let go as a team doctor and physician at the health center but was allowed to retain his tenured faculty position. He continued to plead for his job back as an on-campus doctor, finally going to then-President Gordon G. with a letter in 1997. His pleas were rejected, at which point Strauss was allowed to retire with emeritus status, a mark of distinguished service. A message seeking comment was left Friday for G., now president of West Virginia University. On Friday, some of Strauss' victims called on the university to take responsibility for its inaction and the harm inflicted by the doctor. Dreams were broken, relationships with loved ones were damaged, and the harm now carries over to our children as many of us have become so overprotective that it strains the relationship with our kids, Kent Kilgore said in a statement. Steve Estee, an attorney for some of the former students who are suing, said Ohio State should take care of the victims, as it promised 6 months ago. We hope that the report will force OSU to take responsibility for its failure to protect young students, he said. If OSU refuses to take responsibility, we will continue with civil litigation and put this in front of a jury for 12 people to judge their actions. No one has publicly defended Strauss, though family members have said they were shocked by the allegations. At least one of the students, a 14-year-old high school wrestler at the time of Strauss' abuse, told investigators Strauss molested other minors during the course of the doctor's work with high schools and an Ohio State wrestling camp. No other such accounts were included in unredacted portions of the report. Previous to Friday's release, his accusers had alleged more than 20 school officials and staff members, including two athletic directors and a coach who is now a congressman, were aware of concerns about Strauss but didn't stop him. Neither that congressman, Republican Representative Jim Jordan, nor any other coaches are mentioned by name in the report. The lawsuits against Ohio State that are headed for mediation. They seek unspecified damages. Separately, the U.S. Department of Education's Office for Civil Rights also is examining whether Ohio State responded promptly and equitably to students' complaints. Ohio State alumni have said they complained about Strauss as early as the late 1970s, and the university had at least one documented complaint from 1995. Ohio State medical board records indicate the university reported Strauss to the board at some point but include no details. The board said it never disciplined him.